Wild card line, you're on the air.
Art Bell, how you doing?
I'm all right, sir.
Well, my name is Robert. I was recently discharged from Area 51 on a medical discharge. There was
now we're cooking. All right.
Okay. Well, I can explain this UFO flap. It's pretty simple, like most of these things are.
Robert, before you get into it, how long had you worked at Area 51?
Well, I worked on a contractual basis for about 11 years.
11 years.
You see, if not,
can you tell us, Robert, what kind of work you did?
Sure, I did some service on the heavy equipment over there.
Okay, I take it that you you probably left from Las Vegas on a daily basis and went up there, or
yes,
what?
Las Vegas airport. I got flown in when I was working because you see, it's not staffed 100% of the time anymore.
Right.
I got excuse me, I'm a little nervous. Well. Anyway, this UFO.
Okay, I guess he's gone. You're gone, right? Yep, he's gone. First time caller line, you're on the air.
Yeah, good morning, sir. This is Art?
Yes, it is.
Good morning, Art. I'm calling in regards to your guest this evening. I'm an older senior citizen, and I've never revealed any of this other to my priest. I'm just curious, just how authentic do you believe the visitation of an extraterrestrial is? The reason why I'm asking is that I've had, I believe, three visits.
Okay.
One visit was right after I graduated college. My parents sent me to my homeland, Italy. My parents from Italy. I went to go visit relatives there. And while I was touring, as it was, I believe, like I say, I've never revealed this other than to my priest, and he kind of blew it away. But at any rate, these figures, three of them, were similar to what your guest this evening described as a
gray
object, 3.5 feet, 4 feet tall. It appeared to be tangent. However, I'm not sure. I know what I felt I saw, but there was no mouth. There was the wraparound eyes. It was the larger than body cranium and so forth. At any rate,
a typical gray, really.
A typical gray, you say, huh?
Okay. That's what I said, yes.
Okay. I don't know. At any rate, this...
All right, sir. Sir, hold on a moment, please. We're at a break point. I'm Art Bell. We'll be right back. Back to this caller. Caller, please continue. You had contact with Grays, you think?
Well, yeah, that's what you're saying. And bear in mind, my question to you was, you know, the authenticity, how authentic do you really feel this is?
How authentic do I feel what is? You?
Well,
your story?
No.
These people who call and report these things?
No, well, I guess that's part of it. I'm more curious. Yeah, I question my sanity.
All right, let me ask you a question, caller. How sure are you of what you experienced?
Well, the first time I didn't know what, you know, I've never been on drugs. I don't use alcohol. I didn't know what to think. I thought, well, maybe this is just a hallucination of some sort. Because of the area I was in, the catacombs in Italy, touring, as I was trying to tell you, I didn't pay no attention. And then after 18 years of marriage, I lost my wife to cancer. And right afterward, after being extremely despondent and so forth, I had another visit.
Yeah.
I had pretty much forgotten the first one, except what they told me. So I just brought back a lot of fresh memories, and actually it did somewhat ease the despondency and the pain I was going through after losing a person.
Of course.
Living with him 18 years.
So I guess in a way, caller, you've got to ask yourself if it was your brain concocting something in a situation
asking,
that, you know, you couldn't deal with.
I've been asking that so many. I mean, I believe, I feel in my heart that, yes, this happened.